Exercises 4 through 6. In one of his books, Dale Carnegie tells how to get people to like you. One method that he suggests is to get them to talk about themselves. He tells of picking out some small thing you notice about someone and asking about it. I read all the examples he gives about the way this has worked for him and others in the past, but I assumed that the examples were there just to fit the rule he was laying down. I didn't think much about Carnegie's method until one day I was sitting in a barber's chair. I had never visited this shop before, so I didn't know the barber. Worse, he was extremely uncommunicative, responding to my few attempts at conversation with reluctance. Then, I remembered Dale Carnegie. I tried to discover something about the barber and his shop upon which I could comment to see if Carnegie's advice could really work. Finally, he lathered my neck and started shaving it with his straight razor. I commented, "Gee, that sure is a sharp razor." That simple comment was similar to Open Sesame. He told me that his father had given him that razor, that it had come from Germany, and that he had used it for years. "There's not another razor like this in America," he said. He was as proud of that razor as a parent of a child. He talked and talked and talked about his razor. I was interested, not only because his story of the razor was unique, but because my innocent remark had opened a mirror to the man's heart. No longer withdrawn, he was warm and friendly. I was excited because I had never dreamed that the rule that I had read in Carnegie's book would work so well. I stayed after he had finished my haircut and talked with him for 15 minutes while he worked on the next man. When I left, he said he hoped I'd come back because he really enjoyed talking to me, even though all I had done was to ask a question or two while he led the conversation.